To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your RM World Travel Connection, and it's time for the 17th installment of our Destination Spotlight series, located in the 31st state in our nation, a.k.a. the Golden State. Before we take you to one of our favorite places in the USA, San Diego, a message to say that today's Destination Spotlight is sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
Travel Pro created the Rollaboard Wheeled Luggage, and they're the choice of flight crews and frequent travelers as they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. Regardless of wherever your next destination is, one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip is quality luggage, and you'll do none better than Travel Pro.
You know, when Mary and I travel, or when Rudy travels, we're all on the move with Travel Pro Luggage, because having good, dependable luggage, as Mary just said, it's so important when you're traveling. If you're in the market for new luggage or you're looking for a perfect gift, look no further than Travel Pro Luggage. You can check them out at TravelPro.com for all their retailers, or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
And now let's head out to California and welcome in the CEO of San Diego Tourism, Joe Terzi.
Joe, welcome to the show and our destination spotlight on one of our most favorite places to visit in America, San Diego.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You know, this is a five-minute segment, but we could probably talk about San Diego for 5 hours and 55 minutes and still keep going. But where I want to start with you is this. You know, I think most people, they know about the great weather that you enjoy throughout the year in San Diego. But I'd like for you to talk with us about the diverse neighborhoods for visitors to come experience, from places like the historic Gas Lamp Quarter and downtown area to Coronado Island, La Jolla, Mission Beach, and others.
Wow, you know it all, so thank you for that. I mean, San Diego is a collection of neighborhoods, and I think, you know, coming from back east, I grew up in New York, and you're in that part of the world anyway. Most of the major cities there are made up of great neighborhoods, and that's not necessarily the case in some of the California cities, but San Diego is uniquely different. We have such great diversity in San Diego from, you mentioned a lot of them, but, you know, over the last number of years, places like Little Italy that's in the center of downtown has grown up and becoming a great place to be, a gas lamp district, entertainment district right in the heart of downtown is blossoming. But yet we have Hillcrest and North Park and South Park and all of the small little surrounding neighborhoods just, you know, 10 minutes outside the downtown of San Diego that are all unique and different. They have great attractions. They've got great restaurants and unique new things that are happening in the culinary and beverage scene. San Diego is the capital of craft beer, and you can't go too many places in San Diego without sampling some of our great craft beer. So we've got great things happening. We got great neighborhoods, and it's just a joy to see San Diego mature.
Joe, I think when a lot of people think of San Diego, we all know the zoo. It's a huge attraction for San Diego. But Robert and I really like Balboa Park, and I think, what, 17 museums?
Yeah, it's the largest park outside of Central Park, second largest park in the center of a city. And
it's beautiful.
Balboa Park
really
has been a great part of San Diego for coming up on 150 years now. So it's got 17 of world-class museums and a lot of other things to do. And you're 5 minutes from downtown San Diego. So like a lot of other places, San Diego has a lot of great things to offer. But unlike some others, it's all within a very short distance from...
Well, I think that's a big thing
downtown.
With the area.
Location.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And, all right. So, you know, when we visit, you know, we enjoy all the outdoor activities that are available to us. You know, you've got excellent golf. Clearly this weekend, we've got that going on. Great beaches, you know, fun hiking trails. There's boating. You got theme parks. You have a variety of shopping options. I could go on.
Hey, it sounds like a place I want to be.
Yeah, well, exactly. It does, doesn't it? Exactly right. All right. But the San Diego community also features, as you just said, some terrific restaurants. Little Italy, we love Little Italy there on India Street.
And that's a lot from fellow New Yorkers to say that.
Yeah. But you get seafood, Mexican, you know, you get the steakhouse. So do you have some favorites, Joe?
Yeah, I do. I think San Diego is becoming known for the Cali Baja cuisine. So a lot of the new restaurants are borrowing a lot of the fresh ingredients from Baja, and great fish and great products that are being raised in Baja. And a lot of our chefs are taking the culture of Mexico and wrapping it into their menus and doing it in different ways. So we like to think of San Diego as a unique culinary town because we're so close to Mexico, you know, 20 minutes into Mexico from downtown San Diego, and great chefs are being born in Mexico, and they're bringing a lot of new great food trends into San Diego. So we're excited about that. But we've got three top chefs that actually won top chefs that are in San Diego right around the corner from Little Italy, and they're within blocks of each other with their own restaurants. So a lot of great things happening in San Diego.
All right. What sector of the traveling population do you think, if any, San Diego serves the best, or do you think it's just, obviously you're going to say it's for everybody?
Well, it's always been a great family destination, as you know. I mean, we've got great attractions, the world-famous zoo and SeaWorld and Legoland and a bunch of other attractions. So it's a great family town, but it's matured over the years. It's a great place to go to get away for a weekend with a spouse or a partner or just a weekend away for people out of L.A. So we've matured. While it's still a great family destination, we have so much more to offer now than we might have had a number of years ago. So for me, we love the fact that we're a great family destination, but you can equally enjoy your time in San Diego if you're either just by yourself or want to get away for a little bit.
All right, so Joe, last question. We've got about 15 seconds with you. We always like to ask folks on the Destination Spotlight, give us a quick fact that you think most people don't know about San Diego.
Well, it's the eighth largest city in the country, and I don't think a lot of people know that. Over 3.5 million people live here, and we get 35 million people that visit every year.
Well, Joe, thanks for your time today. Folks, I want to let you know you can find out more at sandiego.org. Enjoy the weekend, Joe.
Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe. Take care.
Bye.
San Diego, California, Mary.
Yeah, it is a place that we love, that we continue to return to, and highly recommend.
I'm ready to go right now, so let's go. If we're not here next week,
folks. Just talking about it. Yeah.
If Rudy's doing the entire show, you'll know why. And a reminder, I should also add in there, that you can find all of the places that we're covering on the homepage of our website under Destination Spotlight. And that's going to do it for hour one of the program this week. But we still do have a whole other hour straight ahead. And after these messages, Mary, Rudy, and I will be back, and we'll be talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.